Radio number 35. This is, I'm with my brothers Rich and Mike again.
Hello.
Hello.
We just heard One Man Army Stuck in the Avenues, One Man Army from San Francisco. We did this episode last year too when we were home for Christmas, so we thought we'd do it again. And we were just out on the street, and Rich, we saw a van with a karate studio on the side, and it reminded me of when you and Tim used to go to the mall in your gis when you were kids. Is that true?
It's correct, yeah. We used to wear our gis to the mall after Saturday morning karate and try to go pick up girls in our gis.
Did it ever work?
No.
What mall?
That would have been Orland Park Mall in Orland Park, Illinois.
Can you talk a little bit about that? You don't have to name the name because I know you don't want to, but the studio in California that you took lessons from, and then they strong-armed your roommate's mom, who was like 80 years old, out of the money that you never paid him?
Oh, yeah. They had the Order of the Cobra, and when you got your black belt, you got to drink from the secret chalice. And they had the head instructor, his name was Mr. Lee, but he was a white guy. He changed his name to Mr. Lee to sound more authentic. And according to them, no one could study martial arts in China unless you had approval from government. But somebody had been over there and said that they knew Mr. Lee, and they said, oh, okay, well, then you can study. You know, we had a tournament once, and we had to wait outside while Mr. Lee was coming, and he pulled up, like, really fashionably late while we waited outside in the cold. He pulled up in, like, a 1970s, like, limo that was all dented on the side, and the Order of the Cobra, the black belts all surrounded him in public. They would wear black slacks, shoes, and a black turtleneck, and their ring, and they surrounded him, like, Secret Service, and walked him in. And
just in case there was, like, an assassination attempt?
Correct, yeah. And so I was... late with the payment once and was actually leaving town for a couple of days, but was going to make good on it when I got back on Monday. And the Order of the Cobra, I guess, showed up at my apartment, the place where I rented a room, and strong-armed my friend's mother who was visiting, and she paid because they said they were going to send me to jail. Just really, really unsavory, very unethical.
Are they still around?
Yeah, unfortunately. They've a number of schools have closed, but they still have a couple left.
And did you ever pay her back?
Yeah, your roommate's mom? Absolutely.
I was looking at a One Man Army song on YouTube the other day, and I saw the comments, and some people were like, oh, this song's awesome, whatever. And then some guy said, there's some death metal band called One Man Army. I came here looking for them, not these pussies.
One Man Army rules.
Yeah, right, huh?
So, Mike, do you want to start us off with the next set of songs? We'll each this is how we'll do it. We'll each pick a song, and that'll be the... So, we'll do three song sets.
So, I pick three?
No, you pick one. Okay. We're also going to have a blood pressure competition. And should it be the highest or the lowest wins? Highest? That's something to be proud of.
Okay.
You're going to win, Rich.
Yeah,
all right, Mike, what song do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear... Body of an American by the Pogues.
All right, and then Rich, you can pick one, and then I'll pick one, and we'll go from there.
All Excellent. Right.
When the fight was right, so they sent him to the war. Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say. We're staunching Joe and an Aaron Gomer, loves in America. The calling out the rosary, smash wine from far away. I'm a free-born man, love the USA. Love you, I always did, I always will. Fairly well gone away, there's nothing left to say. But say it, you, your eyes as blue as the woods are in the bay. Top big Jim Dwight, a man of war who was up and heard to say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA.
All right, we're back. Mike, you started that set off.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell me what the song was called.
Body of an American.
By who?
The Pogues. I thought I already said that.
You did. We're just recapping.
Oh.
Rich, you played a song after that.
Oh, I played Motley Crue, It's Los Angeles.
Really on the ball. And then I played Dead Boys, What Love Is. So we had a blood pressure competition the other night. Rich won with the highest, so we're going to use our mom's blood pressure cuff and do it again. Mike, you're up first. He already has the cuff on. I think you just hit start on that thing. You want me to
start? Do I hit start again? Or
there you go. Relax your arm.
Okay. I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, so I check mine. Yeah. So I check mine pretty regularly at CVS.
What's the highest you've ever had?
Oh, my God. There was a time when I was...
it only went up to 142.
It's fine. Let it go back down. Do you... but you drink so much caffeine every day.
Not these days, man.
Dude, how many have you had today?
Two.
How many did you have yesterday?
A few, but what I'm saying is... No.
Yesterday
no,
you had like 10.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Where?
In the morning?
107 over 70?
That's damn. Very good.
Very good.
Anyway, dude, if I could speak here. There was a time when I would go down to Starbucks in the morning and get 12 shots of espresso. And then I'd go home and...
would they look at you weird when you ordered
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
How much money were you spending on coffee? Just coffee?
I don't know. But then I would go home and drink a 12-pack of Diet Coke and smoke a pack of cigarettes.
Disgusting.
And when they checked my BP, it was extremely, extremely high. Really? Yeah.
Rich, and, why don't you come take this seat because you're up next.
Yeah, these days I've really... I've reeled it in. Like, today, I know I've had enough, so I've, for now, and I've reeled it in, but
congratulations.
I've given my friends explicit instructions that should I ever have a stroke and wind up, terribly disabled, and I'm in some, dirty diaper nursing home, that they were to come in on a sunny Saturday or something and tell them that they're taking me for a walk and just push me off the pier into the ocean.
Put that thing in the middle.
It's a lovely story.
Well, I don't want to...
All right, what's your highest blood pressure ever, do you think?
Probably like 200 over 160 or something.
Is that enough to have a heart attack?
Fuck, I don't know.
All right, let me do that. I think so you're all strapped in. Mike was 107 over 70, very calm. All
right.
Here we go. I like how you refer to blood pressure as BP, too. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
Quit busting my hop. I don't drink that much caffeine anymore or smoke that much.
I have a feeling mine's going to be high. I'm not happy. Right, it's going. It's going. You nervous?
No, not at all, man.
Okay.
What?
.136 over 96.
It's not bad.
All right, now it's my turn. Mine'll be high too.
What's ideal, Rich? Do you know?
120 over 80. So you're like barely alive. You.
I just got it from a nap.
Did you really?
No.
All right. Yesterday I was 123 over 78, but I have a feeling I'm going to be high. I drank too much caffeine. All right, now it's my turn.
I'm anemic. I don't know if you guys knew that. I'm a little bit anemic.
Are you really?
Yeah, so that's supposed to make you kind of lethargic, so.
Mm. That's the excuse, huh?
That's why I take naps.
Are you taking anything for...
don't knock my drink over.
No.
All right, my turn. Here we go.
So what if the number's low, like 107 instead of 120?
You're fine.
It's fine.
Would you rather it be 120?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Under 120.
No, you've got great blood pressure, Mike.
That's what she said.
She said you have great blood pressure.
Great blood pressure.
Shut up. What were you, Rich? 136 over what?
96.
I put it on my Match.com profile.
Your
BP?
Yeah, right under what I do for a living.
BP.
Because it's a really exciting job.
Nervous.
Are you really?
I got a physical last week, and this is the worst part for me because I always know it's going to be bad. No fucking way. 155 over 94?
Matthew wins.
Wait. I got to do that one more time. That's horrible.
What?
That's like almost dropping dead.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Let's not get all OCD about this.
Shit. All right, we're doing it again.
Maybe this thing's not accurate.
Yeah, it can't
this is
be.
Your worst part of the exam?
Yeah.
I hate having the female doctor I had looking at my ding dong. It's about the size of like the top of my pinky. And I gotta explain, well, it's usually not like this, you know?
Dude.
little cold in here.
I'm trying to get my blood pressure down.
It's a little cold in here.
It's an error. I think, I don't know. We'll try it later. Okay. There's no way that's right.
Okay. All
right, Rich, why don't you start off the next set?
What is with my song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear some old punks. So, Richard Hell, Love Comes in Spurts.
Woo-wee!
Yeah.
I was a child and wanted all of so wild, though died in slow motion, but played with devotion, baby, same with devotion, just a whole other notion. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no lamb.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
It always hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh, no. I just gave you wives to those tragic blue lies, though.
We're in a panic.
Richard Hell.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that was Teenage Head with Frantic Romantic.
Right. And then I played McRad Weakness. Remember when we got Public Domain for Christmas that 1 year?
Yep.
What'd you buy at Hooters?
It's a good tune.
The other day.
What?
What did you buy at Hooters the other day besides chicken wings and fries?
Well, I wanted to buy a t-shirt because I've been to that Hooters several times, and the girl talked me into not only the t-shirt, but the calendar package.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you have to... The thing that sucks, though, is you have to use the coupons that came with the calendar all at Florida locations.
Well, just
and I'm
fly
leaving
back.
Tomorrow. Fly back once a month?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
And you got a shot glass, too, right?
Oh, and a shot glass. That's the cool. Calendar. Those women are beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I was surprised. It has the location of, you know, which Hooters they work at. And I was surprised there were Hooters in Missouri. It's kind of weird.
I can't believe Rich didn't get kicked out.
Why is that?
You've been kicked out of Hooters before.
Hooters?
Yeah.
When?
Remember? Down here.
Get out of here.
No, like 10. It was like 2 or 3 years ago. You don't remember this?
I did not get kicked out of Hooters.
Remember, Rich? Mike?
No.
You're kidding, right?
No. All right. Well, should we do another set?
Yeah.
Is there anything you wanted to add?
Music-wise?
No, just in general.
Well, I thought the girls at the Mendonite restaurant were much hotter.
Oh, the Mendonite restaurant? Yeah.
Yeah,
the odors?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, they left more of the imagination. And
they're all covered up.
Yeah, and they're probably undercover freaks.
You think so?
Yeah.
There's a huge, for those listening, there's a huge Mormon population, right?
Mendonite.
Mendonite. There's no D, I don't think.
Yeah,
why did I say Mormon?
No,
I meant Amish.
Mendonite.
No,
it's Mennonite.
Well, whatever it is.
But so there's a big Mendonite population here.
Right.
And they own a bunch of businesses here, and they have a really good restaurant.
Yeah, it's just like the Amish, but they're allowed to drive in cars, I think, and fly on planes.
They can fly...
Yeah, I've seen them on the plane.
Oh, they can fly in planes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to play... Let's play some more music. I'm going to play the Undertones' Get Over You. You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Shoot. Ooh, 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 ooh. sitting on the playing, stopped in the playground now. She wants to play with the toys a while. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning. And the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles, and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die, die, oh, oh. And the silicon chip inside her head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?
This is Matt. I started off that set with Get Over You by The Undertones. Rich, you picked a song after that.
Yeah, the Boomtown Rats, I Don't Like Mondays.
Get Men Tonight. And then Mike?
That was Sophisticated Porn by The Give Goods. That's an Australian band introduced to me by Dr. Ryan Orr.
Oh, nice. And that guy, Tom Morgan, he's been in a bunch of different bands, right? Australian bands?
Yeah, and I think when he wasn't... in bands, he needed some extra money. He also had a paper route.
Serious?
Yeah, even when he was older.
Are they from Sydney or another city?
I think they're from Sydney.
Oh, okay, cool. But he doesn't have anything to do with, like, SodaStream, does he? That's a totally different thing.
No, that's something totally different. He used to, they have some connection with the Lemonheads. That's why Orr always brings that up.
Oh, okay. Have you heard Josh's album? Bert Wanger's new album?
No, I sure haven't.
And you didn't get to see him play in San Francisco a couple months ago?
No, I really wanted to go, but it's on a work night, and I get up at 4:30 in the morning, so.
How's your back?
It hurts. I had a back spasm last night.
Did you really?
A little bit.
Mike and I were talking about how much him and JFK had in common. Back problems, good hair.
Absolutely.
Way with the women. You're kind of the same way, right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to play a song. This actually isn't on Josh's album. It's a live thing from this Audio Tree session that they did, but it's a new song by the Josh Berwanger band that I think he said is either going to be on a new 7-inch or their next full length. It's called Cream of Some Young Guy.
Okay.
I will. it's up to you.
We started that one off with the Josh Berwanger Band from Kansas City, and that's a song that's not out yet, but it's from a live session they did with Audio Tree, and it's called Cream of Some Young Guy. I think that's a Wayne's World reference. Mm-hmm. Rich, then you played a song.
I played Rainbow Street of Dreams, kind of random, but it's a bad jam.
It's without Dio?
Yeah, it's with, Joey Lynn Turner.
Okay. And then, Mike, you... played a song too?
I did. That was The Only Ones with Someone Who Cares.
So we usually end with a Ramones song, or a lot of times. Shut up. So what do you think about doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Any specific one you want to take it, Rich?
Glad to See You Go.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody agree on that?
Sure. Sounds good. That's good. Any final thoughts?
Not really.
Rich?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh.
That was nice.
Yeah. God bless you.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to 2K14.
Yeah. What are your New Year's resolutions?
I'd like to go to Chili's more often.
Duh.
I don't go there very often.
Seriously?
And yeah. I don't even know where the closest one to my house is, actually.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. And, what else? Just kind of become more of a Philly tough guy, because I feel like, you know, I don't really have the attitude to hang in that town, and I really need to kind of, you know, act like a tough guy.
Rich?
By the end of the year, I'd like to get a promotion at work and just take better care of myself physically, not get all stupid with resolutions about getting ripped or shredded or anything stupid, but just start getting some exercise.
You used to be kind of shredded, right?
At one time, yeah.
Hey, Rich. Check you out, huh?
Shut up.
All right.
Gonna take one chance on her. One foot in the cylinder. And in a moment of passion, get the glory, light your fancy. Gonna smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna get a bloodbath. And in a moment of passion, get the glory, light of man. You gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye.
Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you go, 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 goodbye. Now I know the score. I don't need you anymore. Don't want you cause you're I need somebody good. I need a miracle. Should take a chance on her. What fun is it after? Cause my I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna want my autograph. And in a moment of passion, get the club, light your fence. You gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye.